UN Refugee Agency Chief Antonio Guterres began his five-day visit in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Thursday. Friday, he visits Goma, the regional capital in the east. An armed conflict between the army and renegade troops loyal to former General Ron Kunda has thrown eastern DRC into turmoil for almost 4 months. In early December, the army, with support from the United Nations, launched a major offensive against the renegades, pouring around 20,000 soldiers into the region. But after initial losses, the highly disciplined guerrilla rebels have over the last few days retaken all the positions they lost early in the conflict. This means some towns are being fought over repeatedly in the course of only a few days. Many civilians have had to flee fighting several times, making the long walk from their villages to safety. The United Nations estimates around 800,000 civilians are currently displaced within the eastern North Kivu province, where most of the fighting has taken place. UN Field Coordinator Marie Antoinette Okimba, based in Goma, says around half those civilians are living in displacement camps. Most others, she says, stay with their families in Goma and around the region. She says those who are displaced want to return home.
I think many of them are thinking about security situation. I think when the security situation allowed, people are going very, very quickly in their own village because they have lands, they cultivate, they have food.
But the conflict is right now showing no sign of slowing down. Guterres is to visit areas around Goma where those that have been displaced are sheltering, including official camps and makeshift sites that have been set up to deal with the mass onslaught of now homeless civilians. Sayla Hennessy for VOA News, Goma.